motherfucker. All right. I did that. I always do that when I'm like, okay, one more time. I'm going to try again. Today is Monday, January 25th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm recording a little bit early today, and I am streaming live at pride48.com, but not tune in, because I'm testing out a new streaming software that I've been talking about for ages. But over the weekend, I went ahead and flipped the switch. So I flipped the switch over to the new streaming software, and I'm still doing some testing just to make sure that everything is working. And so I threw a little note in the throwing down, or not the throwing down, the level 13 Discord that I was going to be recording and doing it live on the stream just so I could test some stuff out. Although, for whatever reason, right now, TuneIn is not working. So, Kathy Bacon, if you're listening to this, because I know you normally listen to Mix Minus on TuneIn, and TuneIn may or may not be working by Friday night. So, I just want to let everyone know that you need to go to pride48.com and click on the little player. There is now a player, though, in the upper header instead of that link. It's an actual player. I'm going to improve the player and make it a better, nicer player, but right now it's just kind of the standard inbuilt HTML5 player. So I'm testing it out still and making sure that everything's working, and I have to send emails to all of the hosts that do stuff. Archer normally does his gangbang, and there's a couple of other shows that I need to send the new information to. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm doing it early because, oh my gosh, you guys, somebody scheduled a meeting for 10 p.m. this evening for work. I mean, for work. And I had a meeting from 4 to 5, but my meeting ended early. My meeting ended about 4:20 because no one had any questions. I did such a good job summarizing everything that I was going over. No one had any questions, and so it ended early. And I needed to go to the grocery store. So tomorrow is throwing down with Joe. And we have a segment where we cook something. And Joe bought me a gift. He bought me a cookbook for Christmas. And we decided to use that cookbook to find recipes. Well, it's supposed to be a really simple 6 items or less, things you're already going to have in your cabinet. No big deal. We've only done 2 recipes so far, and both times there have been ingredients that I was not able to find at just my regular Walmart. And so Mark and I went to the grocery store yesterday and did our normal shopping, and I couldn't find the ingredients that I needed. Well, okay, there were 2 problems. First of all, it's a book, and I can't look up these recipes online. And I forgot to take a picture of the recipe before we went to the grocery store. So I didn't have the entire list of ingredients, but I knew that I needed orchetti, I think is what it's called, orchetti pasta. And I thought that would be fairly common, but they did not have that at the Walmart neighborhood market. And so I have to go and get that. And because I have this 10 p.m. meeting, I decided to end work early and then record this and then at 5, go to the grocery store. That way I have all of my ingredients, or hopefully all of my ingredients, so that I can cook this, because we're recording Throwing Down tomorrow and I haven't cooked it yet. The other challenge is going to be, because I'm doing Weight Watchers, this particular recipe has sausage in it. And I know sausage is probably going to have a lot of points because of all the fat in the sausage. And so I've got to see if they have chicken sausage or turkey sausage or something like that, so that hopefully that'll be less points. But either way, I have to cook this thing tonight. So even if I don't find all the ingredients, I'm going to have to do a swap out. And so I've got to do that. I've got to go. But over the weekend, just to kind of give you guys an update on what happened on the weekend, I just felt so lethargic, so sleepy and lethargic over the weekend. And my parents wanted to see us. And so we were going to go on Saturday. And then I was sitting there on the couch and I was thinking, ugh, I'm tired. I don't know what's going on, but I just don't feel like I'm lethargic. I don't really feel like going over and seeing my parents and going through that whole rigmarole. And so I messaged my mom on Saturday and just said, hey, we'll come over. We're going to come over on Sunday. And so Mark and I just kind of sat around on Saturday, and I don't even remember what we did. I worked on some of the streamer stuff that I was talking about, and we watched a lot of TV, as we do. But I feel like work has been so busy. I feel like weekends should just be a time for me to relax. And so that's kind of what we did on Saturday. And then Sunday, what we planned on doing was kind of our normal Sunday, where we will, you know, plan to go to the grocery store at some point. Mark gets up and does his mass. I'm a horrible Christian, because since we haven't been having church, I haven't been attending the online church services, because I don't know. I will say this. I do believe in God, but I struggle, because all they, especially Baptist churches, it seems like all they do is tell you how you're going to go to hell, and everything that you do is wrong. And, you know, being the kind of person that I am, I don't do well with being told that I'm worse than I think I already am. And so I have a lot of guilt issues and a lot of other things. And it's just, so even when I was still going to church in person, I was just going for the music portion of it. So I'm a horrible Christian anyway, but when we started having all this COVID mess and we had to stay home and I didn't have a reason, Mark is such a devoted Catholic, and he is either in person at a mass or he is watching that Zoom, that Facebook Live or whatever they do. But I have just been sleeping in. And so I feel like I'm horrible because of that. So he did his thing. He watched that. He's a really good son. He talks to his parents every Sunday morning on I don't know, probably Facebook as well, probably FaceTime, but I don't know what they do. And I'm still in bed snoozing. So then I get up and shower and everything, and there was a Pokemon event going on. So we did some Pokemon playing, and then we planned for going to the grocery. And so I had decided, well, we're just going to go and see my parents, and then we'll take the dog with us so they can see her, and we'll go grocery shopping, leave the dog there, and then we'll, you know, go back and pick her up and go home. And the neighborhood market, the Walmart neighborhood market, is very close to my parents' house. So I thought, well, we'll try that one and just see. And I will say this, they are a lot. Oh, vaccine update, by the way. So we were talking to my parents. Okay, for right or wrong, folks, we are going on this snow ski trip. Now, I know some people are going to say, Adam, why are you going on this snow ski trip? Don't go on the snow ski trip. You know, I mean, we're going to wear masks and we're going to double mask it, and we're not going to go to restaurants, and we're not going to do anything with a lot of people. Snow skiing is outdoors. So I realize flying is a little bit of a risk, but I've read that flying is less of a risk than what people think, that eating at a restaurant is more risky than flying. So the condo that we got has a kitchen. We're going to buy food because I have to stay on Weight Watchers as well. But what I was saying is, you know, I hope either us or my parents can get the vaccine before we go. Well, my mom had been saying that she wasn't sure she was going to get the vaccine. So when we talked to them yesterday, they informed us that they had both called and signed up to get the vaccine. Now, apparently, they're on a waiting list, and they don't know when they're actually going to be able to go in and get the actual vaccine. So that's still up in the air. But they called, and I think it's my stepdad, because my stepdad is very science-minded. And I think he probably just said to my mom, hey, we need to go do this. We're over 70. We need to get this. And so thank goodness for him, because I don't know what my mom was thinking. So they signed up. So that's good news. That's good news. I don't know when it's going to be, and Mark and I will not be eligible before the time we go on the trip. So we're just going to have to double or triple mask it or something. I don't really know. Take hand sanitizer with us everywhere we go. And so we're going to do that. But that was good news. We talked to them for a little while, and then we went to the grocery store. Neighborhood Market was a lot emptier than the Supercenter normally is, so that was a good thing. And then basically we came home, but I didn't have all the ingredients I need for this dish. So it's some kind of sausage orchetti with a mustard sauce. Sausage and orchetti pasta with a mustard sauce. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully I can find at least 95% of the ingredients when I go to the grocery store in a little bit. We'll see. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.